Scythian tablets were being given to you before they had problems
with
the arm, weren't they, and your nerves?
Yeah, and
so it's a clash of...
it's a mixture of tablets.
The doctor probably didn't know you were getting them.
It really is a mixture of tablets.
Yes.
Paracetamol for the pain.
Yeah.
DF18s. You put me on DF... After you have the morphine, you put me on DF18s.
Incidentally, John and Graham talking with Mike Barrett.
Did you get arrested by him?
On the 29th, on Sunday the 29th of January, and the time is just coming up to 3 o'clock, and we're just having a talk.
Did you get arrested by him?
We don't know yet, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm going to find out more on Monday, because they've had a few days then to get into it.
Sure, I'll tell you about it.
Yes, well, she doesn't want to speak to you. She hates you. She says this to everyone. She's had enough of you. And they're trying to put you out to ridicule as a fall guy. Even the local newspapers are saying now that Jack Nicholson's going to play Jack the Ripper, who is Maybrick. Maybrick's the Ripper. And all this business. So, I mean, you know, it's a terrible thing when somebody's much maligned like that.
Yeah.
Well, just think of how much you're hated, Mike. But then what about this poor guy, Maybrick, who's been put down as a serial killer, you know, for a few bad.
No, I can't work out anything about that.
What was it you wanted me to do, Mike?
And she just come round and she just speaks to me. I opened out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So the question that's still back available over the weekend.
What's the doctor giving you to take at the moment?
No. One lithium a day only. I was on 3 lithium.
Welch?
Just one lithium.
That's all.
No more whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm suffering with you now.
Never mind if your arm hurts. Never mind if you've
got... He's worried about the kidneys and the liver.
Yeah.
So he's worried.
No paracetamol whatsoever.
What's your allergy?
I can't see them.
Those are going to affect you, doesn't it?
Your body cannot see this.
Oh, you didn't stay with Gianni then?
No.
Why did you leave Gianni's?
It's not good because it doesn't work.
It doesn't work out. If you play it by the rules. Jenny told me it was because you come to the house bladdered drunk.
Well,
yeah, you relish it, don't you? You like a drink now and again. It calms you down with it. It helps. It's like smoking. It's killing you, but you take it because it does something to help you, doesn't it? Individually, like.
I don't
want anything to happen. I know you've not been yourself, Mike.
You've got to tell me. I can't take it because of your kidney. Yeah. Well, that kidney
is
11 years.
You know how you've been this last few weeks?
Yeah.
Not well and all that. You're not been, you know, getting it together, like. Could it be that the stuff you thought was in Devereaux's is in envelopes with the solicitor?
Oh, I've been talking about the morning, I've been thinking, I've been getting... Do you know what I was... I realised in the middle of the morning. I was saying, come on...
Delirious. You were delirious. You're obsessed with your daughter, you love her that much.
I said, come on, Caroline, I'm
going to
get your
tea
ready.
You see, Mike, I look at things and I think to myself, Christ, I was analysing things and I thought, you know, Mike, all he's done is just took the piss out of me, solid, for the last 3 weeks. By giving me wrong information and everything. When you're talking about shit it in fans, shit is it in fans, I mean proper shit, not you getting drunk and being told to piss off and get yourself sorted out. Oh, Scotland Yard, they're becoming alive.
Yeah.
Now, there was a man at Luton who was a stamp collector. Now, this stamp man at Luton had forged major stamps for years and made an awful lot of money on it. He couldn't hold his conscience any longer and he went into the made a clean breast of it and said, I've been forging these very expensive stamps, making money, I can't take it no longer, I want to give myself up and make a clean breast of this.
Yeah.
He went to the Crown Court for serious charges and he got a conditional discharge.
Yeah.
The judge said because of his honesty and coming forward. Now, that is the situation, Mike. It's been bothering you. In this case, the money comes after the deed is done. That's when you become notable then, that you were able to engineer a diary and write a diary that even fools one of the finest professors of psychology in the country. Yes. That's right, and that puts you in the genius category of where you'll be in very great demand then to be seen and interviewed and all the rest of it. But at the moment, you're just a gobshite who's getting pissed all the time, and they're taking the piss out of you. In London, Feldman, Smith, Harrison, and all the rest of them. That's why Anne's cut away from you. They've decided to do this. Well, don't worry. You've heard the saying, every dog has its day.
Listen to that tape. I'll ask her to come.
And let yourself well.
If she doesn't come within the next 4 days or 5 days, if she doesn't come in the next 4 or 5 days, I think you are not going to move around. I'll come out bloody clean from top to bottom.
A bloody time at me, Mike. I thought you'd always told me the truth.
I've got to tell you the truth, she's got to forget things.
I know. You forgot, for instance, that you give everything to the solicitor.
I just forget things.
You say, God, didn't you, mate?
Get all confused. Last night I was asking for Caroline, and I asked her if she wanted tea ready.
You forgot.
Do you know,
you forgot that your sister didn't take the compass. They keep it. You put it somewhere, say.
I've been blackmailed by Paul Thomas. I never see your wife. Blackmailed by her. I've been blackmailed by everybody.
Even this now is too much for me sitting here talking. Too much for you. I know it is, Michael. But you see, we're all anxious to get to the bottom of this and to put the proper perpetrators away, you know.
Did you get Anne to come and see me this week?
I think she's in London at the moment.
Be Friday night. Is she quite well? Come back.
To you? And did you go back?
Sure. For God's sake, can't we be friends instead of enemies?
That's a good point, that. And you made that with the other gang, the four, didn't you?
Yeah.
Those four gangsters that come up here.
Between the two of us, that's yeah. Stop people end up destroying each other.
Yeah.
And we're only going to lose at the end of the day. One person, one person alone.
Have you made a
Caroline?
Yes, that's right. She took the words out of me now.
Caroline's going to be a loser at the end
your
of the
daughter.
Day. Your daughter. Your daughter.
I mentioned that, you see, as you mentioned it before in your statements and things. Caroline, you know, what happens to her?
What's she doing? What's my wife doing to my daughter?
Oh, you're being evicted. Man.
That's a good door.
I don't know what's going on there, do you?
No, that's why I need somebody's locked the door to speak. You can't speak to her because if I go there, she'd probably get me arrested for harassment. So I'm lost.
If this job was being done properly, we'd be keeping observations on the place, watching what was going on and who was going in. I know who's coming out.
You've got no money to pay her.
I know.
I love to do that.
I mean, there's all kinds can be done to bring this to a conclusion.
I'll look to spend a bloody week with you. Camp outside there and take everything back. No, everything's a lot from top to everybody. You know, I can't pay
them.
Everybody's coming at me left, right and
centre. Because I understand this, of course, but I'm still here, aren't I?
Yeah. I've got a lot of suggestions for that one.
If you keep it warm.
It's sweating all the time. You want to have it itchy.
You want a ball in your hand, you know. And you want to keep doing this.
I can't put too much pressure.
And then, shut the door. Yeah. Just keep doing that all the time. And get the use back in it.
So it's back in London now.
Yeah.
There'll be doors in between all this.
That's right. Who's looking after it?
I'd like to know that.
Yeah. Well, it's just what solicitors should be asking. While she's travelling round in London doing this, where is the daughter? Where is your daughter?
I've been called to the social services and come to the rest.
Yeah. Is your daughter missing school to go to London with her? Who was looking after the daughter? Will it be relatives?
No.
Well, that's all right. The thing I was trying to get was some, you know, if I could have got that compass or the date that bloody lot come out of Housewaite and Liverland, if I could have got that, it would have been all right, you know. Nothing there, apparently.
If a guy refuses,
what happens then? Do we get it over with?
Shit is the book.
Will you let me know where you're at? And I'll find out what she's doing.
Yeah. I'm not going into hospital.
Very nice.
Yeah.
She attends the book, as she said.
It's all I've got to go into hospital. I'm not going.
You must get your health straight.
I've lasted this long.
Mike, what can we come up with if Anne?
If you get me bloody head clear for a few days, I'll be alright.
Well, what can we come up with?
Do you know what? I'm messing it about. You know what? I think that's it when I'm done. you know I make a few mistakes.
Yes.
Well, you know what I'm like this now?
Yes.
I can't think straight.
I know, you're in a bad way now.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Have you had any food today?
Yeah. Stick kidney part pudding. Yeah. Pine peas, that's all. They've been dropped you. Now, I'm being serious. Well, it's to stabilise me.
Yeah.
I need to stabilise me.
Well, it rules out the drugs then.
I don't care about that. I can't take the drugs anyway. It's only put me on one of the beer a day.
I will see what I can do about getting in touch with Dan, alright? I'm putting to her, you know, this hate business, get it down, pals, get together.
Yeah.
Any chance of being planned?
Yeah.
Alright?
Yeah.
Now,
because it's all got to say.
If I'm seated the way you are seated,
yeah.
I'm told what to do.
Yeah.
What is the position then? What can we do then?
Once
and for all. Alright? That being the case, and I'll give you my word, I'll do that. You give me your word on what point. No. What point would you break it up? What would it be? What could you produce?
Off a waste of measurements.
Definitely. The break was wrong, was it? Alright then. If you were doing it to safeguard yourself.
No.
Fine?
No.
You should give me the right date, John.
Yeah,
as a reward.
Beyond all hope that I would have the sense to come and see me. I need one of red now. Just to see if you stop this hate.
All right.
And you know the true story after that.
Okay. All right, Mike. Here am I. I'm going to swear now and do everything I can to get Anne to come and see you, to see her and tell her about this, that you're going in her favour now. But you must give me something.
1990.
13th of April,
1991, that's the first time I've met Dorian Montgomery Shirley.
Mike, I'll check that out. In the meantime, I'll see if I can get Anne to do anything, all right?
Please, God, please keep me on. Don't keep our word. I'll just give you my word. That's the truth.
Right?
That's
okay.
Right. I don't go. I mean, repeat, I am not going into hospital. I'll last out another week.
Right? So you'll be here for me?
I will last out another week.
But be careful,
I'll tell you what I've got to do tomorrow, though.
If you go anywhere, or any house, or go anywhere, let me know where you're going.
I'll tell you where I'm going tomorrow. First of all, I'm going to Anfield Towers and Aid.
Yes.
In order to see about the flat.
Yes.
Right, because they haven't confused me.
To see if you can get a nice flat.
Right, you follow what I mean? That's the first thing I'm going to do.
Yes. So,
yeah, I've got no money. I've got only money. I'm going to pan it on me, because you know where it went. Get it there in a bit.
Yes.
All right, that's the truth. So, I'm going to explain the situation.
And it has.
Yes.
I'm not telling no lies.
No.
I want to come and see what's been done to you.
I'm just saying, is there any chance of anything to pay the bailiff? I'm also keen after housing it. See if they can contact the bailiff to stop them coming.
Yeah.
I don't know if that succeeds. So that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to walk and I'm going to house it. It's just a disguise. Get in there. I'll stop you there. I'll have to go up to Breckfield Association. I want you to know, Casey. Who's that? You're a day off. You're a day off. Someone will take a meat pie with you and a flask. It's, I'm going with you.
The housekeeper.
Sometimes they're good at the assisting, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that tape after that.
20 past 3 and thanks for that. I'll have a go and I'll see what I can do. Okay.
It's government. I read on.
Okay. I don't want to answer this one because it's not
that good.
Couple of ways.
I mean, what information can you give me, mate?
Couple of ways. Oh.
House waiting, Netherlands.
Well, we've never been there first, have we?
You haven't.
No, we've never been there first.
I have.
We have never, you and I together.
No.
Some of the fans recognise me.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I'm telling you the table and everything before you go in there. And all the auctions, I'm telling you the fella.
Yes.
But all you have to do, all that.
There's a little fella there who seems to be.
There's a young lad there as well, don't I? Yeah.
Quite a few people. Right. But you're saying that happened in March now, 1991.
Right.
Now, what else?
Harold Brook.
Yes.
You've never spoken to Harold Brook with me, have you?
No.
You can go and see Harold Brook.
Yes.
Okay.
Harold Brook.
That's a journalist.
He's just a guy away from the Daily Post, isn't he?
Nevertheless.
But what does he know?
I learned before Christmas. I said, I'm not going
to. Yeah.
I'm
going to
go and see him.
Yeah.
That's another.
No, I want facts.
Right. All right.
Receipts.
Right, I know.
Documents.
Right.
I want the compass, Mike.
I really want the compass.
You lie to me because you think I want it that much, but I don't really want it that much. You don't want it for me. I want it for you.
I know.
Did you put it in the bank for safekeeping?
No.
When did I put it with your solicitor?
No. When I sold the furniture to get down to London to see Paul Feldman,
yes,
this would be sometime about the compass then in the door, because it happened to thousands of people there verified that fact.
Yeah.
Because they had the house really lovely.
Yeah.
Right, thousands of people verified that fact.
And then you sell the furniture to them.
Well, one of the fellas up in there and
stuff like
that. I've got me money by
then.
I don't need money, mate. You know.
Oh, I thought Anna took your
furniture. Well, all your furniture when she left.
Yeah.
Well, I had to buy all new furniture.
And then you sold that?
I sold that.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
And then that new furniture you sold was the compass.
No. That's my mum's furniture. Just afternoon, Friday.
I mean, the compass is at your mum's.
That's it. I don't know. I'm just telling you what happened. Remember it was a Thursday or a Friday? I just remember that. Remember getting a taxi? I went to Cressy, forgot myself, I got a proper scotch. And I caught it. It was a lovely summer's day, right? And I got the taxi down to stop me off the second floor. And that's just right. This is just before you get into our plane, right?
Yes.
And by that time, I'll be out of the safe. This would be about, I left the house, I'll be out of the safe. Say half 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. No, I'll tell you what, it'll be 10 o'clock because Cressy's gone on till 10.
Yes.
Right, so we've got our proper scotch.
But did you get that in Lark Lane?
No, I bought that. The
by where you live here, yes.
Now, I bought that. Now, I do know I went to the park. Got the taxi driver to drop me off at 7 o'clock. So I'll be dropped off the park, but I can take 7:30. I'll only take about half an hour to get to 7 o'clock, wouldn't it? My dress is 5:10, but I can take 25 minutes to go to 7 o'clock, right? It was a little sun's day, and it was cool. I walked down the park, sat on the bench, and I got the whole hot pot of scotch. You know why I don't say so? Well, the pub's open at 11. You know, half 10 to half 11, right? Half 11, I drank half a scotch. I was fed up with Castle from the opens. I went into the Albert in Lark Lane. I think I had 2 pints there. I went to the wine bar, I had a glass of wine bar, and I went from there all the way down to the Belgrade. That was the Albert, the wine bar, the Masonic. Crossed over the next road, to the Belgrade.
The compass was in your pocket then?
I know, yeah. Right, up to Belgrade Road. I tightened the Belgrade Road. Ended up in my mum's, right? Ended up in my mum's. My mum threw me out to the TV. My dad threw me out. Got me the right foot and that threw me out. Legless. Now that's the truth. Come back. Don't tell a lie. I think I'll put me to bed. I spent 2 days in the south by myself. Completely by myself. 2 days in solid shapes.
2 days, eh?
Solid shapes. That was, and I remember that was in June because it was a lovely summer's morning. Why are you drinking? Everybody else keeps asking me why are you
drinking. And then what happened for that?
I'll tell you what, I think
what happened to the compass?
The compass?
You said you had it with you, your sister never took it then.
Oh, what? Honest to God, have you ever been so drunk that you don't remember what you've done the day before?
No.
I have.
I don't do that kind of things.
I have.
Even when I've been pissed, I've always remembered something.
I have. I have. Brother said he'd like to come down here and interview me. Less than an hour and a half.
Did you bring the bottle for you?
I think I gave him a lunch on that bottle.
And then the duck come.
He come in the evening. He come in the evening.
The door was out. Yeah. You was going to give me more samples of Anne's writing, weren't you?
Getting stored for a short time.
Old Dad, the owner of the Battle Crease house, what's his phone number, mate?
236.
236.
Right.
I can't see, I haven't got my glasses.
Who wants to know, I think?
It's a lovely thing. Yeah. Oh, God. That's the school he works at.
427-2313.
427-2313, that's the school.
Yeah,
427-2104. Where he works, yeah.
Right. And he's at Martha.
226.
236.
236. Yeah. 4430, was that? 4130. 236-4130.
Hang on.
The owner of the Battle Crease house. Well, well.
How old Brooklyn do you want to speak to?
Liberal Echo 27 Liberal Echo 27 Bravo 1 5 0 1 4 Liberal Echo 227 227 2000 Extension 2501 Extension 2501 Right, stop, thanks. Right. Well, Grimes, no. Grimes, best friend. Helen Woods. Helen Woods. Is a little girl. Helen Woods. Keep your Mr. Woods. Yeah. Our car is best friend. Yes.
228 6314 228 6314
Alan Grimes, that's the perpetrator who attacked you.
That's quite correct. Originally had the publicity of Angela, I'll spell it Kelly. K-E-L-N-E-Y.
K-E-L-N-E-Y.
N-E-Y. That was the publicity officer for Robert Smith last year.
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not she's worth for this year.
Has she got a number for her?
Yes, I've got a number for her. 071-434-0133.
Right.
Okay.
What's that bit of writing on your left there?
I'm sorry to hear me. Blah, blah, blah. I was pissed. I couldn't even make up numbers at myself. Right. Anne's best friend.
Anne's best friend.
Audrey Johnson.
Audrey Johnson.
38, Homewood Gardens, Thornby.
Yes.
07-048-734-96. Keep me. Incidentally, they know Anne will be dying. Yeah,
where were
you?
How did he know?
Because when we had the launching of the party, we had a big party, and I told Eric and Audrey, and asked them would be swear on him. Why didn't we ask them would be swear on him? And of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they say that you told them?
Yeah.
And Anne told them.
If you use common sense, right, you know that we wrote the diary. Audrey knows we wrote the diary, Eric knows we wrote the diary. You used common sense and you said, well, alright, then you swear on the Bible. You know, of course, that you didn't tell you. Fire with fire.
Yes.
And that's just saying, would you swear?
Yes, alright, mate. It's worth bearing in mind that.
Right. Third one. Not just Anne's school. Well, Anne's school. Who else can help you?
Okay.
Got all that.
Alright, mate. Well, I better get a grip of myself now and get moving.
So what happens now then?
I don't know, mate. Keep me posted where you go,
right?
Yes, oh, I yeah, well, of course, that's what we agreed.
Yes.
Okay, leave it with me.
And you keep me off, because I'm going
to... Don't do that, yes, I'll tell you when.
What?
Yeah, go on. I love you, Grandad.
I love you, Grandad.
That's great.
Saying, just tell the truth, the plain old truth. Because, of course, as in every other case, the truth will have it out here. I'll see to that, Tom. And I hung up. to the phone. I then made my way back to my boat, where I decided to commit the whole situation to date to paper. I wrote out in my own handwriting a full report, which I duly signed. Then I put it into an envelope and sealed it. I wrote on the envelope, to be opened in the event of my death or subsequent arrest by the police, and signed it, A.R. Gray. Stop. I then travelled back up Dale Street, and I called at the office of Alan Maddox and Company, where I saw an old pal of mine, Bill Hardy. I left my envelope with him in his hand, and I told him to put it in a safe place and to please abide by the instructions. We made a little joke, and I said, "Don't believe all you read in the papers, Phil." I said, "I must dash," and I left the office at once. But nowhere could I linger long.